Blog Talk Radio.
True. Yeah. Okay. Let's talk global economics, electronics and chronic. Look beyond it, it's massive, the bomb sent to atomic. Riot gear, we lions here, roaring at demonic. Fear is for all the kids that's been hooked up on phonics. They say natural disasters, hot spin engineering. It's time to free your mind, your heart spinning. The fear it makes you wanna be optimistic and you being so fearless. But everybody see it, it's so dark in appearance. And we stuck in three wars, 9-11, the demeanor. Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, from Haiti to Katrina. Makes you wanna be dreamers, niggas looking at FEMA. See the president. It's evident, it's all been a smokescreen to represent whatever you can see in the hope dreams and pipe dreams. The decadence that we see, it's all the torture and forces the rest where you be. And you've been trying to open up and you've been trying to get free. Yes. Of my environment, workers seeking retirement, no social security, open up the conspiracy, hold up now, are you hearing me, running from all the tyranny, lyrically moving waters, just know the devil ain't scaring me, fearing me don't exist, I clearly walk through the mist, endearing me with the gifts that was given, punching my fist, the paternal orders and lists, if you started feeling the shift, the news concealing the shit, but I'm revealing the script, so pick a role at your funeral, pick a soul that seems beautiful, change it and meme it, then align with the stars and the numerals, who are you, would you stand, with refugees in Sudan, or walk the streets of Japan, with knives and pistols in hand, louder so I can see you. A million rebels are equal to one nation of God. The power is with the people. No politician's inscription. The truth is never mixed up. So if you're ready to rise, then put your fist up. Truth.
It was fed up with these games. All this talk of change.
Just dreaming for a better day, another way. We just dreaming for a better day, another way.
We don't need your lies. We won't compromise.
We just dreaming for a better day, another way. Just dreaming for a better day, another way.
And this is where we draw the line. We're changing.
Just dreaming for a better day, another
everything,
way. Just dreaming
everything,
for a better day, another
yeah.
way.
Love it, love it. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a special time of Weekend Edition Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I dig this time. Instead of early in the morning, late at night, and this show is rated mature, so you can just let it go and let it flow because you know a true God and immortal sure will, and I am too. You might hear me say some things that I usually don't say because I'm just talking real talk, you know? Not that other talk don't be real talk, but that was Everything Changes from his 2011, The Immortal Kingdom. I'm talking about true God immortal, who many of you who listen to blogtalkradio.com are familiar with because he also co-hosts Wrestling Heads, and he's known throughout the DMV community area and throughout the nation also because he's hot. This has been a talk that has been in the works since the beginning of the year. He and I just have been networking and networking, but then we also, I don't know what happened. So finally we sat down this date and we're on it and ready to do it. Call us at 714-409-0614, and I'm in the chat room. He might be in the chat room also, so that would be fun. I just want to let you all know that he has a new record, a new album, dropping on July the 7th, and that is DOA. And I won't talk any much more because I will play Martin Day Woman right now. And after that, we will talk to the one and only true God. Yes, and controversial, those of you who know. You can tweet him also at True God Immortal. Here's Martin Woman, Martin Day Woman, excuse me.
True.
She needs a little bit of affection to give her the love she wants to love. Just want to be loved. She wants to love.
Simplify the essence of a queen. Simplifying my stress while enterprising my dreams. Beautiful brown skin, ass switching when she walks in the room. Swaying her hips to earth, stars and the moon. Everlasting mahogany. Photography can't capture the purity of your beauty as it grows in maturity. Shackled by insecurity, but free from mother nature's warrior. Raising sons and daughters both to be warriors. You reside in my kingdom through your power and strength. Inside a land where men and women grow a power defense. I watch you in motion, divinity. I wanna keep you close to your emotional energy. You are one of a kind, baby. Something incredible. See your face every day, it's unforgettable. Kisses, lips, and everything is edible. The brown eyes now are just the gate to my soul. See, I'm usually in the driver, but you're taking control. It's cool.
Hermes,
drip over that body, sexy caramel. You got me on this carousel cathartically. Loving that sweet brown, them kisses are fine. Beauty of my present, always in my mind. Fluorescent light shine, girl. You should be an essence, maybe ebony or jet. Cause your body's something heavenly. Singing to the melody, and this is what they telling me. Everywhere we go, always sees a bunch of jealousy. Knew that I would choose you, knew that you had intrigue. Other girls were training wheels, but you were just a 10-speed. Model portraits. Damn, girl, you're beautiful. Amazing, captivating, and that all just follows gold. Immaculate appearance. I know that God's design brought you right into my presence, so there's never interference. And the angels let us hear, baby, intervening path. So never fear the small drama in between the laughs. True.
The woman.
Yeah.
Needs some attention from she needs a little affection.
Fight the foretaste, so let me wine and dine you with candlelight and foreplay. It's time that I remind you. Lay within your realm as I cultivate your brain. Don't let my past hinder you or alterate your brain. We can take the lead, baby, always alternating chains. Cause control is not an issue, I can often take the blame. What is this, baby? It might be something I'm not used to. Love and abundance got a nigga feeling truthful. She like Lauryn Hill, I like Nas shit. She gotta love that DOA, I call it God shit. She likes some R&B, she listening to hard shit. But like to sit and cuddle whenever all of the cards flip. And that's why everything that she does next to me, baby, what's your name? Just for now I'll call you Destiny, and you shall get the best of me. I'll give you the recipe, and I plan to be by your side until the death of me. True.
Just wanna be loved.
Modern Day Woman, the final version, one of the releases, one of his first releases from DOA, which will drop, write the date down, put it in your phone, July the 7th. Have another track, too, we'll play before the end of the live broadcast, but you all just have to hear the story behind that song also, and that song is entitled Z. But to share a little backstory before we get the one and only true God on live and in the fake mode. Did you hear that? My phone in the background, my other phone. I want to share some background info. I know many of you are familiar with him, but many of you might not know a little bit about his backstory. True God is an artist born and bred in Baltimore, Maryland. Has become the premier artist in the entire DMV area with his upcoming musical projects, production work, and more documentaries. And also the Team DAR, D-A-R Industry Takeover is just the beginning. His body of work musically is just the beginning. Nas, Jay-Z, Big Daddy Kane, Rakim, Outkast, UGK, EPMD, Mobb Deep, the list goes on and on. Icons, legends, etc., etc. Well, hip hop has found its next icon, and that's True God. And I'm confirming it because True God is awesome. I mean, wow. A man of the people, the true voice of the voiceless. True God represents the future of hip hop and the shifting of the tide. In a world of the 360 record deals, many of you always are talking about the 360 record deals, disposable music. True God is crafting a legacy that will stand as timeless and classic. He has already faced death threats, I feel you, and warnings from organizations, some powerful people that want to quiet him down, but it's not stopping him because he still continues his mission. He is unwavering in his vision, his music, unapologetic embrace. His music marks the shifting of the tide in this day and age. And it's so true because I asked about like radio versions, clean versions of his music, which his music to me is so conscious and so positive to me. And he was like, well, I don't have any clean music. But, I mean, his music, his art form is so filled with consciousness and messages, the lyrical content. You heard Modern Day Woman. And if this is your first time hearing this music, you definitely have to go back and listen to his first recordings and check out his documentary, which I need to look more of because he's doing research. I've been networking with him for practically a year or two, maybe more. But I myself feel like I'm unprepared because there's so much information regarding True God, but it's best to hear it from the man himself, so I won't continue my talking. What's up to those of you that are in the chat room also? Here he is right now, True God. Yes, True God, immortal, is right here, and let's talk with him.
What's going on?
What's up, True God?
What's going on?
What's going on? I'm super excited.
I can tell.
I know. How are you doing?
You know, can't complain. Can't complain, you know. Just another day, you know.
Just another day, working hard, huh?
Yeah, never stops. Never stops.
Never stop, never stop. So, wow, where do you want to start? Because you have so much under your belt, and then, like you said, this is just the beginning.
I think really, like, the emphasis for me right now is basically on DOA. I mean, for everybody else, that they could definitely go, you know, to all the mixtape sites and look up The Immortal Kingdom, which is the first project I put out last year. And then they can also go to iTunes and look up Soul Revival, which is my actual debut album. But right now, for me, the focus is on DOA. I always set out to not make the same project every time around. You know, Immortal Kingdom sounds a little different from Soul Revival, and DOA sounds completely different from Soul Revival. It's still all in the same vein, but it's not the same album. There's, you know, longer versions of songs. There's, like, narratives built into it. So, really, DOA is the focus. I mean, I've got, like, 20 different other things going on right now. But for me, you know, it's just getting this album out and just getting it to the people.
Okay, well, we're here. Culture Shock Entertainment Reports is here, the listening audience. So you just instruct us, and we're doing it. We're spreading the word, most definitely. Because, my God, Martin Day Woman, I'm so different, so original. All of your music is original. This is amazing. You cannot... It's not obvious who your influences are.
That's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. I think if my influences were that obvious, I feel like I was kind of like a carbon copy of, you know, what everybody else is. So everything, I take, you know, I have bits and pieces, you know, from people, you know, like the Outkast and, you know, Nas and, you know, people like that. But it's still my own flavor. So, you know, everything that I do is pretty much just an extension of who I am as a person, which is probably why it's so hard to actually, you know, get down exactly who I'm influenced by the most. So I think that's a good thing. I mean, as long as I'm carving my own niche, you know, in this industry, in the music business, with just music, period, I mean, I think that's a good thing.
Wow. That explains the realness. Because that's one thing that I tell you privately and that I just blurt out to all those I come in contact with. Your realness. And we hear people, especially rap artists, say, I'm real, I'm real. But I don't hear you saying, oh, I'm real. But your realness just exudes through your music.
For me, just a lot of what it is about this whole, like people say, you know, realness and everything like that. I think a lot of it for me is that most of the stuff that people consider to be real, like a lot of rap artists, especially like the street, you know, orientated rappers. I mean, for me, that whole lifestyle is something that I grew up in. But I just don't feel like at this point in my life, I don't need to promote that because it's not doing anything to further the people that are listening to it. It's not doing anything to further me as an artist. So, you know, I don't feel a need to go around and say I'm the realist, I'm the realist. I just feel like if you are that or if you are real, you're a real person, you don't have to keep telling everybody that because when you do that, I think you want people to believe your hype. And as far as I'm concerned, that's not what I'm here for.
Exactly. Wow. So what is your first release? I just played Martin Day Woman, but I know you have many first releases, and I've been sharing your YouTube videos. And by the way, you can find him on YouTube at True God Tube TV, TrueGod Tube, TUBE TV.
Well, my first release... It depends if you're talking like the first actual like thing I released. The first actual thing I released was the Immortal Kingdom, and I think the first song that I put out was actually the Everything Changes song. I think that was actually the first release I actually had. I was doing stuff like musically, like just here and there throughout like 2007, 2008. I didn't actually really release anything. I just put out a song or two, you know, just to see. But I've been writing music since like 1998, 1999. Started recording back in like 03, 04, but I didn't really take it seriously. Probably up until like 2010, I didn't really take it seriously. So that's where I started writing more, and then, you know, Immortal Kingdom came, and that worked out. And then from there, I just kind of decided that I wanted to go a different route. I put out a free mixtape, and you know, which was the Immortal Kingdom, and I didn't want to do the same thing that everybody else does. I think a lot of people do the free mixtapes, and they continuously put out different mixtapes. I wanted to show myself to be an artist in a different form. So I put out an album, you know, put it on iTunes and, you know, release it to the world for actual purchase. So I did that, and, you know, here we are now at DOA, you know, for the second one, the sophomore album.
Yeah, the sophomore album, yes. And, thank you so much, because you answered a many of my questions, because definitely want to know, how did you start? How did you how did you create the name True God?
Well, I probably don't even have enough time to go into every reason why. You know, but for me, I think when I first came out with the name, a lot of people didn't know how to take it. A lot of people still don't know how to take it, and a lot of people look at it like it's like a sense of blasphemy, or it's even that I'm like a gospel rapper or a Christian rapper. And while some of the, you know, the images in my music, you know, tend to, you know, teeter on like very positive, very conscious, the name really starts from how I look at myself. I mean, my first name, my real name is Michael, which the meaning of that name actually means godlike. So if you take that, which is my first name, and also like the two original cultures that existed were birthed in Africa and Asia, which I have cultural relevance in both of those cultures. So, you know, that's really the short answer, is that my first name is Michael, and then I take, you know, my cultural relevance in Africa and Asia and put them together. So I feel like the true God of this earth would be, you know, rooted in those two cultures in Africa and Asia. I mean, and there's so many different other meanings behind it. I mean, everything I do has multi-layered meanings. So it would probably take me like a couple of hours to actually go in detail about, you know, the whole name.
Wow. So those of you network with him, tweet him at True God Immortal, and network with him. He's very, I've noticed you're very friendly with your, not only your friends, but your listeners, your fans. You're very approachable when it comes to networking.
Yeah,
I noticed that. So you all tweet it. Everybody's not like that.
Yeah, I mean, I have my days. I mean, I have my days where, you know, I'm not, you know, but I mean, I try to you know keep in touch and communicate with as many fans as possible. You know, a lot of people like the music; they love the music. So, you know, I just try to chat people up. I mean, at the end of the day, we chat about anything. I also promote, you know, so it's not a big deal to me, you know.
Yeah. Wow. And back to Modern Day Woman and other first releases from DOA, do you want to elaborate about the writing process or what's behind Modern Day Woman and other songs from the DOA?
One thing I could say for Modern Day Woman, that's inspired by my lady, you know, my woman personally. She inspires the whole song. Of course, you know, when you put it out for mass consumption, it's marketed as if you feel like you're a modern-day woman, if you're a queen in your own essence, you're going to take to that song. But for me personally, you know, the inspiration came from, you know, just my woman, my queen. So, you know, I started working on, I wrote like maybe like 5 or 6 lines before I went to the studio to record it, and I just did everything on the fly. Everything else that you hear in the entire song, every lyric, it's pretty much just almost like a freestyle off the top of my head. So I just kind of spoke from, you know, the heart, and I tried to make it sound as slick, you know, slick as possible, as nice as possible with that. But I was actually just speaking my mind about how I feel about her. So,
it's beautiful. Shout out to your queen also, because that song is beautiful. And that's another song that's so original. I love that, like, breakdown, like, near to the end.
It's pretty much just a part of the song. I mean, the way it went down, the way it happened is that there's a producer, my producer, he's a part of my team, DAR Movement, Speed on the Beat. He had originally gave me this beat. He had gave me a different song with like a couple of different beats all together in one, and I chose that one, and I told him, I said, after I recorded it, that I wanted to add you know, another piece to it. I said we need to slow it down and just have it at the end, make it really smooth out the whole song. And, you know, we just kind of worked from there, and I got on my computer, I mixed it down a little bit, and we just kind of, I just wanted to have some fun at the end of the song, just something else. I don't think you hear a lot of those, like, long breakdowns. Like, if you listen to even music, you know, music from, you know, I guess back in the day had a lot of breakdowns. It was really smooth, so I just wanted to add something that kind of, you know, gave a feel. Like, every song now is 2 to 3 minutes. It just ends right after the last, you know, part of the hook. I wanted to, you know, take it a little, you know, do something a little more than that. Make it actually, you know, feel like a full song as opposed to just, you know, a single.
Yeah, it gives me that feel like, okay, the song's over. Wait a second, hold up. Wait a minute. Wait.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, exactly. I definitely, the live streaming will stop in about 4 minutes, but I know you agreed to stay on to the 45-minute limit, but I definitely want to play the other song. Oh, my God, I would start crying. So we're speaking of your queen, you have a little queen. Is your little queen here yet?
She's actually not. She's not here yet.
Okay.
I know when I sent you the song. It has a date. It has a date on it. That's the date I actually recorded the song.
Okay.
We just finished recording. It's the last song on the album. It's the last track on the entire album. I just recorded it. I think it was Tuesday, I believe. Oh, Tuesday
yeah.
or Wednesday, I think I recorded it, yeah.
We're speaking about the song Z, and I wanted to confirm with True God that the title was really Z. I was like, what is the name of this other track? Because I love it. And he was like, Z, that's the first. You can tell the story. That's the first letter of your future daughter, right? Of her name.
Yes, the first initial of her name. And I actually got the idea from my lady because I was looking for a title for it. And the way my album is set up, it's set up like the intro is basically begins. It's called The Dawn, and it's like the letter A at the end of it to kind of like going from A to Z. So, and like the middle song has an M on it, which is the first initial of my name. So,
okay.
I went the last song, you know, I was just looking for an idea and she gave me the idea and I kind of just ran with it. And, you know, the song is basically, it's geared towards, like I'm talking to my unborn child. Right now I'm talking to her, you know, before she gets here, and I'm just kind of looking around at all the situations that's going on personally. So I'm drawing from personal experience, you know, letting her know that a lot of things may not be, you know, the way I want them to be, you know, outside of, you know, me and my lady, you know, as far as family's concerned. It's pretty much a family-orientated song, but not necessarily in, like, the most positive way. It's just me being honest about what I'm, you know, just me being honest about what I'm seeing going around me.
Yes, the lyrics are so honest. Wow, I noticed that. That's why I was like, wow, I need to inquire about this. This is hot. But I noticed that. Very honest lyrics and very personal, but seem like it's very appealing to society. You know, listeners are really going to feel this. So can I go ahead and play it?
Sure thing.
Okay, and we'll be back. You all check this out. This is Z. Inspired by his soon-to-be-born daughter, Z. We don't know her full name yet. I guess we won't know until she's here, huh?
Yeah. I've mentioned it before on Twitter, but I don't talk about it too much.
Okay. Here we are.
So I'll invent the game.
My own mother won't respect me as a man. We don't have a conversation without getting out of hand. Now I'm about to have a daughter, so our problems just expand. We used to be a unit, start to feel like we disband. Single mother home, she was mostly alone. So the day I moved out, guess she felt she wanna own. And for that simple fact, we've been fighting all the time. I've been gone 6 years, I just want some peace of mind. You think that she'd be happy with me? I'm successful, but every time I see her, it's always something stressful. Said I don't give a fuck, calling me neglectful. I try to speak my mind and she calls me disrespectful. Playing little games, trying to push every button. Never once said she's proud, I made something out of nothing. So what do I say to my child about a granny? And what do I say to my child about our family?
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's really easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines are blurred. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
My uncle's 54, still living with my mother. He tries to give advice and she listens to her brother. I never listened to him, never really had a reason. Never thought my uncle was somebody to believe in. In and out of jail, got a child he ain't raised.
would never give credit for this path that I paved. Knowing him the way I do, I'd never have trust, especially when he looks at young girls with such lust. And I mean, sure, she's just a baby in the womb, but what happens if I go to leave her in the room? And maybe I'll be wrong to assume, but what if I'm right? Cause in my mind something just ain't right. So what do I say to my child if she ends up molested? The onus is on me, cause I should have second guessed it. Just wish everybody really practice what they preach. So what do I say to my child? I'm left speechless.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning.
See, the family goes through trials and tribulations. What if we fall apart? Should we fight for visitation? So what do I say to my child on his basis? And try to explain why our family didn't make it. Perhaps something worse, ain't think of it at first. So how did you explain that her mama died at birth? But that's too far-fetched, so we try to make it work. Pretty sure we'll be okay, but it changes within spurts. I don't want to raise our child in court. We pissed off at each other, just arguing over child support. And in my head, I have the wildest thoughts, thinking for every broken family, it's just another child is lost. So now I'm hoping for matrimony and never alimony. I say a prayer and hope that angels are smiling on me. So many people let the small break the big, and my mind is me and you. It's on us to raise these kids, so I try not to be the man that my father was. I plan to give you both my heart and the father's love.
You can talk to your blue in the face about family and what it all means, but you gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning. It's real easy to say the words, but your actions show the lines of blur. You gotta show your meaning. Show your meaning.
Love it, love it. That's Z by True God. You can tweet him at True God Immortal. Love it. I love that, that I try not to be the man my father was. I love the entire song, but something about that that just comes out at me. Wow. So, True God. My apologies, too. The song has started, and you were sharing some more information with us. So, what do you have to say?
For that song, it was just motivated by just a lot of stuff that's been going on ever since, my lady became pregnant. So everything that I'm saying is just going through my mind at the time. I didn't put too much thought, into it. I just said what I felt I needed to say, got it off my chest. So,
wow, that's a strong song. These are just samples of what to expect. Any other songs you want to tell us about that are included on DOA?
As far as other songs, I have a song that's actually on my YouTube. It's called Judge, Jury, Executioner. It's a little more out there in your face. Imagery is kind of crazy. I have another song. Called Black Renaissance.
Yes.
Which is also on my YouTube, and it's pretty powerful song. And actually, the one that's on my YouTube is not the full version. The full version is like a full 8 minutes long.
Wow.
The one that's on YouTube. It's 5 minutes long, and it's a verse missing, and there's some audio clips.
Okay, I love your YouTube channel. Again, his YouTube channel is True God Tube TV. Wow. So you can get a sneak peek of quite a few songs. So that's good that you're sharing a lot of your new music with us.
Yeah, I try to put out as many songs as I can beforehand just to get people's anticipation up so that you'll be willing to make the purchase for the album. Instead of just giving out like tons of free music beforehand and then trying to get you to buy an album, I'd rather just put out a couple songs from the album and get your anticipation up.
Exactly. Effective marketing, most definitely. Okay, many are familiar with you also because you are a cohort of mine here on blogtalkradio.com, but some may not be familiar with the time that Wrestling Heads air. Can you tell us, I know we're focusing on DOA, but we also want to let everyone know when Wrestling Heads air live.
Well,
and
well, let me go ahead and give all of the other stuff that I'm doing right now. I actually just shot three music videos for all of them are from my partner, my homie, Feet on the Beat. And that's for his album that just came out, Rockefeller Collection on iTunes right now.
Okay, can you repeat it again where we can find it? I mean, the name of the
album? Okay, it's on iTunes. And it's on CDBaby.com, and it's called Rockefeller Reloaded. And it's by Feet on the Beat.
Okay.
That's out right now. And as far as Wrestling Heads, we usually go live 3 p.m. Eastern time on Wednesday. Sometimes we have special shows on Sundays. I usually try to make sure we get a lot of actual wrestlers on the show. I brought in a couple of wrestlers that actually come into the show.
I've always loved wrestling.
Really? Okay.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah. Wrestling, martial arts, boxing, yeah. And you said you try to. I don't want to interrupt you, but I just wanted to share that with you. That I honestly do love wrestling, and a lot of listeners love wrestling also. And what were you saying? You like to bring actual wrestlers into the show, and what?
Yeah, we bring them on the show. We do interviews. I also have a blog where I've done interviews with a couple of wrestlers as well. A couple of other.
I love your blog. Your blog is so honest too.
I see a lot of things on my blog.
I noticed that. And your co-host, let's shout them out. I'm looking at their names.
It's a couple of them. It's Skits, there's Matt, and there's Ryan.
So shout out to Wrestling Heads crew team, Skits, Ryan, and Matt. Just want to shout you guys out.
Yeah, we were thinking about having a show tomorrow, but we have a brand new website that's getting ready to come out. It should be ready tomorrow or Monday.
Okay. What's the new website? Is it the website name that I have?
Yeah, it's still the www.wrestlingheads.com, but it's just going to be revamped brand new.
Okay, great. So you all can check out the new revampwrestlingheads.com. And it's spelled the exact way it sounds, wrestlingheads.com, WrestlingHeads.com. Okay. I just wanted the listening audience to know when we can find you. I think I'm airing a show tomorrow at 2. I am at 2. And you should, on Fridays, I talk sports, most definitely sports. Sports Friday edition, you should call in sometimes on Fridays. And if you would like, I'll call in sometimes and talk with you guys regarding wrestling. I really do love wrestling. Do you all ever, you talk about new school wrestlers, do you ever talk about old school wrestlers too?
We actually just had a show. Where we went over some of the best promos and the best guys, talkers of all time. So we try to touch on current topics, but also touch on things from the past as well. I mean, I've been a wrestling fan for about like 20 years now.
Exactly. Where is Tony Atlas? He's one of my favorites.
He's actually still around somewhere. I saw him. He was on TV not that long ago.
Well, he was amazing. Let's get back on. You have some. What about documentaries? You have any?
I've been working on a few things. I also have some books I was working on too.
Can you talk about the books? The titles or what they're about?
I don't have the title figured out yet. What happened is that we got rid of an old computer that had most of my stuff on it. So I'm basically starting over.
Wow.
So pretty much the main thing is autobiography. One of them.
Oh.
Yeah, that's one of them. And then I was gonna do one where I dissect all of my lyrics.
From my project. That should be interesting. Wow.
Yeah. You know, there's a couple other things I was thinking about as far as books. But that's the main thing, it's a documentary. I'm planning to do something pretty controversial. I want to talk about race relations and a lot of the stuff that's been going on in the world involving race, personal experiences and experiences from people that are around me. So that's something to look out for. I'm not sure when it's gonna come out. Like, there's a lot going on right now, but I'm definitely gonna get around to that. Hopefully, put the years out.
That sounds great, right there. So it sounds like you're working on maybe three books, plus your documentary thing. Would you like to discuss your documentary series on YouTube? Would you like to discuss that, the Making of Soul Revival?
You know, what I wanted to do, I didn't want to come out with an album and just say, hey, my album's out, goodbye. I try to have a different marketing strategy every time. Like, from Immortal Kingdom, I did three videos of me in the studio, just showing me recording and giving them a listening session to all the songs.
Yes.
But with Soul Revival, I want to talk about my personal inspirations, my literary inspirations, my musical inspirations, and just provide some type of introspective commentary on what it took for me to make this album and how much this album means to me. And that's what I did pretty much with the documentary, it's a three-part documentary where the first one, I talked about my personal inspirations. I had my lady on there, and then on the second one, I talked about my favorite book that inspired the whole process of the album. I had Speed on the beat talk about his involvement in the project, Stephen Joseph, who's my engineer, he's on there as well. And then for the third one, I just talked about everything that took the final making of the album. So instead of just putting out an album, I gave everybody the full creative process behind it, like 100%.
Wow, that's great. A creative freedom. So you're definitely a proponent in regards of creative freedom.
Definitely.
That is great. You mentioned also about your new videos.
We have about less than two minutes, but what would you like to say about your new videos? For the new videos that I've been working on, I'm pretty much just been kind of fun. I'm working on some new stuff, a step behind the camera, directing videos. I'm also doing my own video for Z-Song. That's going to be coming soon.
Oh, I know that. I can't wait to see that video.
Yeah, it's good.
That's going to have me crying. I can already feel it. I'm going to be crying.
Yeah, it's going to be something. We already have everything kind of figured out for where I want to go. It's like a real personal song, so it's going to be a pretty personal video. So, y'all would just tell everybody to be on the lookout for it.
Okay, cool. Well, I thank you so much, finally. And I know my excitement has been zooting through this throughout the whole process and so much to talk about. I'm putting you on the spot right now. Would you please come back, like, real soon?
No problem.
Okay, great, because this is just amazing. It's back to what you were saying, just telling us about True God takes 3 to 4 hours.
So, wow.
So if people, you want to, what's your advice to listeners? listeners, you pretty much have shared so much advice to young and old, you know, veterans and underground artists. What's your advice to them?
You know, my advice to artists is to kind of be yourself, be honest. Not necessarily just honest with yourself.